What can we see from the Martyrs' Shrine in terms of truth and reconciliation for this year? Was a question asked by Midland Cowan. Jonathan Main at a recent Committee of the Whole meeting. It was a question which Shrine Director Father Michael Knox responded pensively before answering. The exchange was part of a deputation provided by Knox on behalf of the Martyrs' Shrine, to give an update on its status over the past 2.5 years while also announcing that the site would be opening to the public this coming May. You asked a formal question, so I'll give you a formal answer on a very hot topic that isn't in my letter, Knox replied. The Society of Jesus in Canada is one of the leading Roman Catholic religious orders in the ongoing process of truth and reconciliation, and we have been for over 20 years, said Knox, adding that archived data and materials had been available for First Nations researchers in the past. We have 3 full-time Jesuits who are working on the national stage on this question and working closely with the preparation of the truth and reconciliation recommendations, and now with the follow-through. Knox noted that as part of the Shrine's strategic plan for the future, 3 key areas of focus were envisioned. An inherent part of our story is the relationship between Saint Jean de Brébeuf and his companions, and the Indigenous people that they came to love and serve, said Knox. We want to tell more of that Christian Indigenous story that's so much a part of the larger story of the martyrs and what we share here, and what we are preserving in our honoring those people. I'm also very interested in having the First Nations people feel very welcome, on their terms, to be in our spaces. Additionally, Knox wanted to build upon the Indigenous Day of Prayer held this year on June 19, which occurs annually on the Sunday before June 21 during National Indigenous Peoples Day. Most important to Knox was how the story of martyrdoms with Jean de Brébeuf and his companions in the 1600s involved, one of the Indigenous groups of whom they were prisoners. And in that story that we have, there were mistakes, there were errors. There was pain, there was death. There were wars going on, there was trade disputes. There were people who became Christian and embraced Christ, and others who didn't. But in the midst of all that, there's a story of relationship. And that theme is one that we are going to be bringing out a lot more in the next 2 years as a part of this plan, because it seems to me the space in which true reconciliation happens in an honest sharing, Knox stated. In fact, one of our stained glass windows is called The Sharing, and it's Brébeuf and Chiwatinwa together, looking out over the Wendat people's lands. That's important. The question from Maine came at the end of the Maine deputation, in which Knox announced that the Martyrs' Shrine would be open on May 7 following the COVID-19 policies and guidelines set out by the province and health unit. The Church of St. Joseph and grounds were closed to the general public for the first time in its history in March 2020. Revenues dropped by 90%, the operating budget was cut to a quarter, and layoffs of permanent and contract staff were implemented. We were able, thanks to benefaction, to sustain the apostolate, to sustain the buildings and the grounds and some small staff, said Knox, but we don't have any government funding per se and we don't really have any other supports other than the benefaction of people's generosity. Typically, the pilgrimage site on Highway 12 draws over 100,000 visitors annually. We weren't just sitting on our hands as it were during these last 2 years, stated Knox, and we really are principally praying for all of the people in Midland and Tay and Tiny and Penetanguishene, around everywhere. The deputation letter for the Martyrs' Shrine is available in full in the council agenda on the Town of Midland website. Council meetings are held every third Wednesday, and can be viewed on Rogers TV cable channel 53, or through the live stream on the Rogers TV website. Archives of council meetings are available through Rogers TV and on the Town of Midland's YouTube channel.